You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. There may not be anything much scarier for a parent than having a sick child and then not knowing where to go to get them help. So this is where a new pediatric urgent care clinic may be able to step in and help. The Treasure Valley's first pediatric urgent care is set to open next month in Meridian. Joining me live in studio to talk more about the need for this clinic, as well as what will make it so unique, is Dr. Susan Kim. She is the Physician Director for Primary Health's Pediatric Urgent Care. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
First question for you, why the need for a specific children's-only urgent care?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I've been in town for 25 years. When I first moved here, the pediatric medical community was discussing how to allow children to have access to pediatric-specific care after hours when the clinics weren't normally open. And here we are 25 years later and just opening the very first one. The saying in pediatrics is children are not just small adults. Their diseases are often unique to pediatrics. And sometimes when they do have the same diseases as adults do, their presentations and treatments are a lot different. Medication dosing is different. And even the approach to a child has to be very different. It has to take into account their developmental stage, and ways that we would approach an adult would really not fly with a child. So that really is why we need a unique place to take care of these kids when they're acutely ill.
And speaking of unique, what services will make it unique?
Yeah, so lots of different things. So number one, the clinic will be set up with lots of, you know, interesting things for the children to look at and play with. The hours will be completely different. We'll be open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. So this will allow parents to access care before school, before work, after school, after work, and at times when the child's primary care physician or provider might not be available. But besides that, we have hired our providers and staff specifically for their interest and experience in taking care of children. They'll have additional training in pediatrics. Our providers, our nurses, and even our radiology technicians all will have additional training to help them care for children. Our providers will go through pediatric advanced life support training, and we'll have certification in that through the American Heart Association. Our nurses will take additional training in a nursing emergency pediatric course as well. We'll also have unique treatment options that will be available at this clinic that are not available at our current urgent cares. We'll have the option to do IV hydration for kids who are dehydrated. That's something that's not normally available in our urgent cares in town. In addition to that, we'll have a couple of observation rooms, so additional rooms on top of our normal clinic rooms that will allow us to observe children for longer. If their clinical condition or, you know, treatment requires it. So if they require a little bit more time than would normally be able to be accommodated in a general urgent care.
So when you talk about that, about the observation rooms, but also the hydration, because kiddos get dehydrated, I think, especially little ones.
Sure.
So much quicker than I think we realize. But usually if that happens, they have to be hospitalized. And with observing too, you know, a lot of times that's, well, go to the hospital and have them observe you there.
Exactly.
Does that potentially take that hospital visit or stay out of the picture?
Yeah, we really would like it to. We want parents to be able to seek care at a place that is going to be able to provide care for them. That's going to be, you know, time efficient, cost efficient, and keep them out of the hospital if possible. Along those same lines, we have communicated with some of the inpatient providers at both St. Luke's and St. Al's to try to circumvent the ER if possible, so that if a patient comes into our urgent care, gets treated in our urgent care, but really can't be discharged to home if they do need a longer stay. We will, if clinically appropriate, be able to directly admit them to the hospital and just bypass the ER, in the appropriate cases.
I'm speaking with Dr. Susan Kim. She is director of the Primary Health Medical Group's new urgent care for pediatrics. And how does this work then in relation to your primary pediatrician? Because I tell you, I think when you have little ones, you see your pediatrician more than you see, I think, any other doctor at any other time of your life. And is this an add-on to that pediatrician, or for some people, is this where they would go for that, you know, just healthcare services?
Sure. So we are just available in the urgent care for acute illnesses. So we don't want to take over the role that a primary care provider would have for you and your children. That's a relationship that, you know, from birth to, you know, age 18 or 22 or whatever the age is, it is really special. And that's not something that we want to interfere with. We want to supplement it. We want to be available for those times when your primary care provider can't get you in or is not open, or that it's more convenient for you to come to us. Urgent cares in general tend to fall somewhere in between the capabilities that a primary care office has and the ER has. So there are some instances where your primary care provider might say, gosh, might exceed what we're able to do here. Why don't you stop by the pediatric urgent care?
And with this as well, how does it work in the sense of finances? Because we all know, even with insurance, an ER visit can be really expensive.
Yeah, that's a great question. So as you probably know, some of this data is a little bit difficult to obtain. It's sometimes hard to know what it's going to cost to go to an ER before you show up there. What we do know, there have been some insurance companies that have posted their data of what is the cost for a visit for their clients that that they insure when they seek care for a particular diagnosis in either an ER or an urgent care. So, for example, clients in this insurance company group that seek care for strep throat in an ER versus an urgent care, those costs are vastly different and sometimes up to 70 to 75, 80% lower in an urgent care. So we really are hoping to be a much more cost-effective way to seek care for non-life-threatening illnesses.
And that's the key right there.
Absolutely.
There is a specific time and place to take your child to an emergency room.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If there is a life-threatening illness or injury, the emergency department is the place to go. If there is an urgent need to seek care, that's the perfect place to come to us.
And you're right in that sense that, I mean, you know, your pediatrician, usually office hours go until maybe 4:30, 5 o'clock. And I tell you, how luck would have it, your kids don't get sick at 4. They get sick at 9.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And then you're calling that after hours number and, you know, and having that conversation with the provider. But this adds just that extra layer, it sounds like.
Absolutely. We want to be accessible. We want to be, you know, cost efficient. And, you know, the other thing is often when you go to the emergency department, the length of your visit is sometimes longer than what you would experience in an urgent care. And it makes sense. You've got critically ill patients that need to be taken first. But again, we want to be an alternative for parents that need to have acute care.
And I think part of this, too, must be just the growth that we're seeing in the Valley.
Absolutely.
To be able to see all of the children.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think we've had tremendous growth over the period of time that I've been here. You know, pediatricians are busier and busier. And again, I think this is the right time for this to come to Boise. And I think it will really provide a really nice alternative for patients and their families.
And I know we said you open next month. And as I was saying that, I was like, wait a minute, that's next week. But it is next month. So you officially open a week from today, Monday, March 4th. But you do have an open house coming up this weekend. So,
correct.
Which will kind of be nice because it's, I mean, I had one kiddo that has never been bothered by going to the pediatrician's office. I have another child who screamed until he was about 3 years old. I don't know why, but it's all good now. But I mean, it's that, is it a comfort level to be able to have this open house?
Yeah, well, we would like to invite the community to come and take a look at what we have to offer. We're open for the open house on March 2nd, which is Saturday. The kids should bring a teddy bear or a favorite doll. We're going to be doing teddy bear checkups.
Ah, that's great.
So that'll help them with trying to get accustomed to being seen in a medical facility. But we'll have lots of other things for kids to do as well. Face painting, the Meridian Library will be there doing some story time. There'll be music. I think there's kid yoga, all kinds of things. So we hope you'll join us.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in and talking about this today. My guest today has been Dr. Susan Kim. She is with Primary Health Group's new urgent care for pediatrics, which opens March 4th in Meridian, right off of Eagle Road, right by R.C. Willie, for people who know the area.
Absolutely. And the one other thing that I'd just like to say is that so our pediatric urgent care will be caring for children under the age of 18, but we will be located in the same building. There's a general urgent care, primary health general urgent care, that will take all ages. Mm-hmm. So that there'll be the opportunity if a family member needs to be seen mm-hmm. as well. We've got an adult urgent care right next to us.
And your other urgent cares will still see children. This is just specific to pediatrics.
That is correct.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.